Andy, there is a comet that people might be able to catch this weekend, especially with the clear skies providing for potential perfect viewing conditions, even with the naked eye. Tell us about this comet and how long maybe we'll be able to see this over this weekend.
Yeah, all you've got to do is look up into the western sky tonight shortly after sunset. Once the sun goes beneath the horizon and the sky begins to darken, that's when you'll be able to see the comet. It'll look like a small dot or a star with a blurry tail pulling off above it. And it'll be there for the next few days. We've got perfect conditions tonight. We've got cloudless skies off to the west. It'll be a beautiful sunset. And if you can't do it tonight, we're going to have another opportunity again as we get into the weekend, because we're going to keep these clear skies going for a number of days. The comet should be visible to the naked eye right up until about October 26th, and then it'll begin to fade from view. It won't be back for another, I believe it was 80,000 years or some very long period of time, but it's a really neat comet that was discovered not too long ago. Its official name is Soo-Chin-Shan, and it was discovered by two different observatories, one that was in Japan and the other one, which was the Atlas Observatory. So it's the Soo-Chin-Shan Atlas Comet that you'll be viewing in the sky tonight. And if you are looking to the west and you're checking that out, if you spin around to the east, you're going to see the Hunter's Moon arrive, and it is 99.8% full. It was dramatic last night. I'm sure it'll put on a glowing show again tonight.
This has got to be the first comet that we've been able to see here in Western New York in quite some time. Is that fair to say?
It's been a number of years since we've had one that turned out to be this magnitude. It came in and has now made its trek around the sun, and it is being slingshot back out. So once it came in, what it is a ball of ice. And as it interacts with the emissions of the sun, it begins to melt and strip off, and that's what creates that tail. And so we're watching that as it begins to exit. But it heated up, and now it has lit up. And so something that was just very faded, you could only see it with a very powerful telescope. Once they picked it out, the trajectory was plotted, and it is a fairly close path to Earth that we're able to see it. And it's a good trajectory, so we're able to see it in the sky. It's not right at the horizon, but it's closer to the horizon than it is straight up. Don't look straight up in the sky, but kind of off to the west, and you should be able to see it.
I find it pretty interesting because it seems like this comet was only just discovered earlier this year from what I was reading up on. How is it that, you know, something like this only gets found, you know, so soon, and then it happens to make its pass and be visible on Earth?
Yeah, more and more observatories are putting more eyes, and AI is helping as well, allowing these computerized stitchings of all the elements of space. So they take so many pictures, and they're actually able to have humans out of the picture, and the computers will do the analysis of all of these frames, and then if they see something, they alert a human, and then that human will start to check it out, and they can begin to look at all these little sectors of space. And when they see something very faint moving like that, they pick it up, they watch it, they do a little bit more research. You'll have more than one observatory triangulate on it, and then they determine what it is. And in this case, it was a comet, so it was coming from deep space, and they were able to pick it up.
And I know that we've been able to get the luxury of seeing the Northern Lights recently, with people getting it on their cell phones as well. Is this something that people can just capture right on their cell phone as well?
This is something that I have seen cell phone captures, and they have worked. It's a naked eye viewing, so it's not something where you have to have a cell phone. If you have binoculars, it'll actually make it a little bit bigger. So you don't need to take a darkened picture to see it, unlike the Northern Lights sometimes, where you look and you kind of see a haze, and then when you take a picture of it, it all appears. This is something that should be there to the naked eye tonight.